For more than half a century, the governments of India and Pakistan have faced each other with suspicion. Each has built large armies equipped with sophisticated U.S. and Soviet weapons. There is the usual array of tanks and artillery, plus nuclear capabilities for both nations. India already has announced that it has atom bombs. Pakistan claims it does not, but the denial seems based on a technicality. They have the components for several atomic bombs, but they have not yet assembled them. If another Indo-Pakistani war breaks out, a hostile use of nuclear weapons, perhaps the first since Hiroshima and Nagasaki, may occur. In 1988, a former officer in India's Ministry of Defense described his country's nuclear potential.
India is now self-sufficient in regard to its nuclear fuel cycle. From mining uranium to recovery of plutonium from spent fuel. It has spent fuel not subject to international controls, and hence the capacity to divert plutonium for bomb making. The Madras reactor alone can be the source for 10 to 20 Hiroshima-sized bombs a year.
As for Pakistan, U.S. Senator Alan Cranston described the situation in 1984.
Following designs stolen in Holland, the Pakistanis built a large centrifuge enrichment plant at Kahuta, near Islamabad, Pakistan's capital. By 1983, they could produce at least 15 kilograms of weapons-grade, highly enriched uranium a year. The Kahuta plant has a current capacity of 45 kilograms of enriched uranium, of which 16 kilograms is deemed more than sufficient for fabricating one nuclear warhead.